This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The allergies. I was out yesterday in the hayfield mowing, and on the farm at this time of year, all of the bugs and all of the everything and everybody, I say buddy when I talk about some of the animals and the bugs that are around, that doesn't want to face the fact that the season is over. They hold on, and the things that they put, the pollen in the air from some of the weeds around the edges of the fields, oh. And it just, that's for a description. Oh, hello.
Oh,
welcome
hello.
To the DJV Experience. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Hundreds of people rescued by boat and helicopter yesterday in North Carolina in the wake of the hurricane. Officials say that life-threatening flooding will continue for today, tomorrow, and for the next couple of days. The most powerful storm, even though it never hit land, never hit the land. It was just, it just tugged like a boat going up the coast and doing its thing, killed 1,000 people in Haiti. And where's the relief? This is something I find mind-boggling. There was really no relief after the earthquake. You heard a lot of talk about it, World Health Organization, but people are dying in droves from diphtheria and diarrhea and the things that are complications of all of the bacteria that's just floating around in the water that isn't going anywhere because they don't have any, there's no outlet for it. Either it dries up, but when you get into some of these valleys and the water just stagnates there, have you ever been around a stagnant pool and looked at the mosquitoes and other things that are attracted to the stagnant puddle of water?
Well, then you look at Zika, too, right? Gross. I mean, that's probably still a threat.
I don't know if Zika's a problem down there or not. I honestly don't. I know that there are a lot of people who are still, interestingly enough, talking about Zika and what the impact of it is and will be. As a matter of fact, there are some people in Venezuela who seem to be concerned about Zika down there. South America, where it actually, when Richie was in Colombia, he didn't come across it, though. I don't think there was anything. It was all, mostly Brazil. But now, well, what it does, and I'm now sounding like the same old tired political hack that I criticize, it seems that the government, which always is touting, we want to help you, they're not there with the help. And so whether it's the Zika here or the Zika there, that is just a secondary thing on top of what happens if you get some of these other things that are caused directly by connecting to E. coli and Salmonella, Listeria, some of those other horrible bugs that give you diarrhea that kills you. Diarrhea is the cause, the leading, I was explaining this last hour, you probably know this anyway, Victoria, diarrhea is the leading cause of death around the planet. It isn't heart disease.
I did not know that.
Cancer. Yeah, diarrhea kills more people than anything else because of
dehydration and everything.
Like
and
yeah, right. Well, you know. it depletes all of your. It takes everything out of your body. Everything.
Right. I mean, it makes sense.
It was out to shoot.
Know that it was, you know.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it would be classified as that. I thought it would be some other disease that would be a symptom of.
In Asia, and in Africa, and in some parts of South America. Because the situation, the kind of cleanliness that doesn't exist, the kind of infrastructure that doesn't exist. I was talking about being in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, and Nairobi, Kenya, in the last hour as well, and watching this particular area that I was in Addis Ababa, was a corner of the city where the poorest people live. They segregate, they ghettoize people according to their income there or what they have. So they put all these 200,000 people in this ghetto, and the Catholic Church basically sort of looks after the people who are there in terms of food and what they have to live on. And they have no plumbing, so people defecate outside. They urinate outside. And people, it was 110 degrees the day I was there, and they stand in the street, and the urine that flows down the street is how they cool off their feet.
Oh.
So, and this is what's going on in Haiti.
Yeah.
There is absolutely no infrastructure there at all. Now, it's not up to us in a manner of speaking to figure out how to make life better, but we are, by nature, a helpful people. So we do, and we give our money to these organizations that are supposed to be helping, and they really aren't. If they had helped after the hurricane, I'm sorry, after the earthquake, there wouldn't be the kind of problems there is now. But nothing really, they have no leadership there, they have really no government, they have nothing.
And, you know, the world really did. And I mean, I donated and watched the telethon that George Clooney organized with every celebrity in Hollywood. I mean, that, you know, it's the world really did rally to help.
Yes, they did. But nothing is done. You could go down there now and see, especially now after the floods and after the torrents of rain that came. They had 40 inches of rain. Some areas even more than that. Mudslides. You look at some of the pictures of people who had rebuilt their homes, sort of. Or their homes are corrugated tin.
Right.
And you could see them going in with their bare hands and old boxes trying to scoop the mud out of their homes. Imagine having to work. And most of the people down there don't have jobs. So they don't have any money. They just live. And that's the way it is over in some of these areas in Africa, like the village I was talking about in Ethiopia. Those people don't have jobs, they don't have money, they just exist. They get food from the church. That's one of the good things about some of them. Imagine the Quaker church you belong to has an outreach. The missionaries our church sponsors as a kid growing up were in Rhodesia, which doesn't exist anymore. But the way that we were asked to give money, the kids had, we had car washes, we had bake sales, we did all kinds of things to raise money to give to our missionaries. And this was back in the 1950s. I can remember seeing the, I can't remember his name. He was a short, he and his wife were missionaries to Rhodesia. Little bald-headed guy. A very nice man, but, you know, what can one person do? What can one church do? They have, the United Church of Christ at the time had a way to collect money among the churches, and they would support various needs that people had around the world and doing their best to do so. That's the best part of organized religion, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But when you get up against these corrupt governments, remember, We Are the World and all the stuff that Michael Jackson and all the singers did to raise $84 million to buy food and clothing for people that were starving in Africa?
Which $84 million back in the 80s, I mean, that was a lot of money.
Not one bit of it got to anybody that was supposed to be the beneficiaries.
Because
the government stopped it at the ports. They didn't want the clothing to come in because they didn't want it to affect the way their clothing industries made clothing, and so the stuff just sat on the docks. They burned most of it. And the food that came in, supposedly it wasn't used because it competed with some of the interests of the local farmers, and they didn't want to have all the food on being distributed because they wouldn't be able to sell their crops. So most of the food rotted on the docks.
Oh, that is so depressing.
Yeah, and that's what happens in where there's no government, where there's no real organization. In those places, there's such corruption that the leaders of the government, they either wanted, the real story behind that story was that the people running the governments where this stuff went wanted a piece of the action. They wanted to get a bribe from from us in this circumstance, or from the organization that sent the clothing and the food over, in order to distribute it. And there was no bribe, so they said, okay, well, we'll burn the clothes and we'll let the food rot.
You know, it's in that when you hear stories about that, it makes more sense to me. You know, I think Sean Penn is a little bit of a wackadoo, but yeah. I do think that he has good intentions, and he has been literally boots on the ground in Haiti for years after the earthquake.
Yeah.
And he's probably there now or has already been. Mm. But he is so hands-on with everything that he does through his Haitian foundation that I think that's the only way that you can make it work. And, you know, he's...
Somebody has to be there to watch what's going on.
You have to literally be there. And Madonna had actually teased him. She was helping raise money, almost a year ago. They've stayed very good friends.
Yes.
And she was at a fundraiser for his Haitian foundation or whatever it's called. And she was teasing him, you know. She was like, Sean, you know, why do you need 9 guns on you at all time? Well, now, it makes sense when you see what he's actually up against.
Yeah.
He's got the money and the food and everything. And he's literally down there arsenal and brings everything himself.
Yeah.
And, you know, not everyone has the time and the money to do that, but it really is wonderful when you see examples of people doing things like that, because you have to be hands-on. You have to know it. You have to have accountability, or else, like you said, all this money and food just goes to waste, and it's horrible.
Yeah. Well, it's frustrating because...
It's very frustrating.
People, we, as a country, and others around the world, are generous as we can be. And what you learn afterwards, the Red Cross holds on to your money, doesn't do what they say they're going to do with it. Goodwill Industries, same sort of thing, more domestically than internationally. But, you know, who do you go to? And the Sean Penn thing is a pretty good example of where you could go if you felt like you wanted to open up your wallet. But I don't know what there is. I don't know that there's any saving Haiti at this point. It's been so devastated between the earthquake and this latest thing with a hurricane. There's nothing there. There are no natural resources. There's no real agriculture. There's just nothing there. It's just a big pile of rock with too many people on it. And it's sad to see.
Is this going to be the next wave of refugee conflict?
A good question.
Is that the, you know, and would we be more amenable to Haitian refugees?
Of course. Although, I don't know, is there how much...
I don't know.
Probably. Yeah, that's another thing. Ooh, I'm going to get myself into trouble with this, but I'm going to say it anyway. I'm going to be like Donald Trump. I wasn't going to say this, but I'm going to say it anyway. The leading religions often don't go and set up shop. They may go to help, but they don't set up shop. I wonder where the major religions are in trying to establish permanent connections in Haiti. I don't have an answer to that. I'm asking the question. And it's 19 past the hour. Time for the questions to stop for the moment.
Hi, this is Jennifer Horn from On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. As one of our valued listeners, your opinions matter. We'd love to hear your opinions. Just log on to djvshow.com and click on the survey button on the homepage. Tell us why you listen. Tell us about yourself. Tell us what you think. And as a thank you for completing our survey, we'll enter you in a random drawing where 5 lucky listeners will win $300 in cash. So go to djvshow.com right now and click on the survey link. That's djvshow.com.
This Is Us is not only the biggest hit of the season, it's everything we love about television. And if you haven't seen it, tonight on NBC is your night to jump right in. Find out why critics can't stop raving, calling This Is Us spectacular, raw, and genuine. An instant hit, TV's most exciting new series.
You make me happy.
It's unlike anything else on television. This Is Us, all new, tonight after The Voice on NBC.
You might not know it, but fall is the perfect time to feed your lawn. So this football season, you can spend halftime eating some lukewarm bean dip. Or you can head outside and run some lawn feeding routes using Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard Fall Lawn Food. The conditions are ideal for grass to grow deep roots, so your lawn will be stronger come spring. So forget the room temperature dip. Get out there and pick up your bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scott's.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious. And that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hold up, they don't love you like I love you. Slow down, they don't love you like I love you. Back up, they don't love you like I love you. Step down, they don't love you like I love you. Can't you see there's no other man above you? What a wicked way to treat the girl that loves you.
Sound. Solange's new album, A Seat at the Table, secured the top spot on the Billboard charts this weekend. First time for the singer-songwriter, who is Beyonce's sister, right? Solange is, what's her last
She's
name?
She's younger sister, Knowles.
So they both use the same last name?
Yeah.
Did Beyonce take her husband's name, or she's Knowles?
She's technically Beyonce Knowles Carter now, but she just still goes by Beyonce Knowles.
Beyonce. I mean, who has
yeah, doubt, no, who doesn't
who
know
we're talking
Beyonce,
about
yeah.
if we hear Beyonce, like Hillary or Donald or any of these? Okay, so this
Cher.
Is... Yeah. But crank this up, Kara, for a second.
Slow down, they don't love you.
How old is she?
This is Beyonce. This is... How old is Beyonce? 35 now, I think?
Yeah, somewhere between, like, 33 and 35.
They are...
Solange is 30, I think.
So they're together in this album, A Seat at the Table.
No, this is Solange's new album, Separate, which we debuted last week on New Music Monday.
Yeah.
That's her new album, which she hasn't had a new album in 4 years or so.
Yeah.
And this is Solange now. She has
so
a very
the first song
style.
Was Beyonce.
Yeah.
Oh, I got confused because I thought it was Solange that we were playing.
Solange has a very jazzy kind of voice.
Uh-huh. So there are a couple of pairs of siblings in this small, very elite group. Michael and Janet Jackson, Master P and his brother Silk, and Silk the Shocker. I don't know Silk the Shocker. But
I'm not familiar with Silk the Shocker. I know who Master P is, but I didn't know that they were brothers.
Ah, there you go. See, you can count on me for all the inside dope when it comes to this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Musically speaking. What sets Beyonce and Solange's achievement apart from the rest of this group is that both women to top the charts in the same calendar year with different songs. So that's a big accomplishment for both of them.
Yeah. They're now the Serena and Venus Williams of music.
That's a good comparison. I'd like to hear Serena and Venus do an album together called Tennis Time. How about that? There's songs about tennis. Do we know any songs about tennis?
No. I don't know that that would be a great subject matter.
So, Where do they get their musical chops? Is it family? How is it that they both seem to be as accomplished? The talent comes from someplace. Where does it come from?
You know, it's interesting. I don't know. I mean, the story is their dad was their manager very early on. And
yeah. Like the Jacksons.
They grew up down in Texas, and Beyonce and her cousin, Kelly Rowland, and then two other girls who joined Destiny's Child became a girl group really early on when they were young. Mm-hmm. And I guess Solange was just sort of the baby like Janet Jackson was, and maybe picked up on what her big sister was doing, and they both just have a natural given talent.
Mm-hmm. All right, listen to this. This is
Beyonce now.
Beyonce
this
again.
Is Sandcastles.
From the Lemonade album?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So the album is most pronounced now from Beyonce's Lemonade, and the Solange album is called The Seat at the Table.
Yes.
Okay. I like Solange. Well, I like the song we were playing first, which I get confused. That was Beyonce?
Yes.
I like that. Of all the things that we played here, in the last couple of minutes, I like that song best.
That's interesting. That has kind of her first foray into like a Caribbean vibe.
Yeah, I was going to say it's interesting because I would not have pegged that one.
Yes,
but I think you like more upbeat songs.
I do.
I think you really like the slow ballad.
Yeah, this guy don't care for this stuff at all that you're playing now. It doesn't do a thing for me.
See, I would think that you like a good love ballad.
It would depend, not at this time of the day. I kind of want to get it going.
Mood.
Let's get it on in a different way.
Solange does jazzy upbeat stuff too. This isn't off her new album, but this is one of her old songs that I like.
There's something the first one that blended in my ear well. All right, that's the musical story here in this hour, 28 past the hour.
Don't litter in your house. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Just as you wouldn't litter by throwing garbage on the floor at your house, it's equally important to be mindful of the words you're throwing around in your house as well. Your home is your sanctuary, your safe space. And it certainly doesn't feel safe to be surrounded by either physical or mental garbage. The words you choose to speak to your loved ones are making a huge impression on the environment you have at home. So be mindful to choose your words with compassion and avoid littering language all over the place. For tips on how to speak with compassion to keep your house clean, visit drchristianconti.com. And be sure to like us on Facebook.
Are you living with pain but concerned about the side effects of drugs? I was until I started taking 1 hour pain relief. And here's Lisa, a brave Marine who was seriously injured in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers for lingering head, shoulder, and knee pain. My friend told me about 1 hour pain relief. Now I'm pain-free without the dangerous side effects.
1 hour pain relief is an all-natural extract from hops, the plant used to flavor beer.
It's safe and effective without the chemicals found in drugs, and your all-day relief starts in less than 1 hour.
Get a free 1 week trial for just a small shipping charge with no automatic shipments. Call 800-400-5610 right now or visit onehourpainrelief.com. If you suffer from pain but worry about side effects, call 800-400-5610.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Nobody's against us. Everybody's with us. It's 34 after the hour, Tuesday, October the 11th. 4 weeks from today, we will know who the next president of the United States is. I think unless you're completely asleep, you know who the next president of the United States is right now. So let's move up. Who's going to be appointed to the Supreme Court? Wow. That's a biggie. Meanwhile, there'll probably be a couple of appointments in the next 4 years because I'm guessing Ruth Bader Ginsburg won't make it for another 4 years. She's 84, I think, now, or 80. Not sure if she's 84 or 86. She said something the other day that was kind of weird about Colin Kaepernicky.
Kaepernick. Or Colin Kaepernick.
Him
for
too.
Kara. We have to catch Kara up on this.
Oh,
Colin Kaepernicus is also known as Colin Kaepernick.
Right. Okay.
I didn't know that.
We have different interpretations here.
Thank you for the translation.
Man, you're welcome. There is a she projected her beliefs onto the Twitter world. Twitter at DJV Show, by the way, is a way to stay connected to all the conversation here. It's continuing conversation. Facebook.com/DJV Show. Instagram also /DJV Show for pictures and a connection that way. Anyway, she said that Colin Kaepernick has the right. She says it's dumb what he's doing, but it's legal. I don't know whether somebody just went to her and asked her.
I feel like someone did ask her. You know, someone wants to stop her. And
maybe
I think
RBG is a really big football fan.
You think?
Maybe. You never know.
The notorious RBG.
She was interviewed by Katie Couric, and that's where this came. She said that Kaepernick and other athletes' decision to sit or kneel for the playing the national anthem before games is legal, but just dumb. And there were, we all know that Kaepernick is protesting what he considers to be the institutional oppression of minorities in our country. Mm-hmm. And I would say, I didn't make as big a deal out of this yesterday as I wanted to. The connection here to the movie 13. Did I discuss that much yesterday?
You mentioned it, but I can't find it anywhere. So I'm curious to learn more about it.
Okay, let me see if I can send you in that 13,
the
direction.
Movie.
I feel like I've heard about a movie, but it's
not
like a
teenage
girl.
It's called 13th. It's 13th.
Okay.
As in the 13th Amendment, which officially abolished slavery after the Civil War, except as a punishment for crime. That's the way the 13th Amendment reads. And so this person has put together this movie that's coming out now. I put in the same league as Denial, the movie about the Holocaust, in that it has important things to say about the realities in our country and in the world. There are people who still deny the Holocaust took place.
What?
And there are, go see the movie. Go see the movie Denial.
But who denies that the Holocaust took place?
There are a couple of organizations that are associated with the skinhead groups and that bunch is still...
Yeah, well, it's illegal in Germany, correctly, like, to deny that it happened. So there's a reason why it's illegal, because some people still deny that it happened.
Right. This is a film about a British case. Tom Wilkerson plays the role of the barrister. He's a genius. It's a great movie, provocative to think. I usually like to go to the movies just to kind of veg out. I want to see the car go over the cliff and, you know, stuff like that. But this movie was something that we wanted to see because in this case, the trailers did it justice and got you intrigued enough to want to go see the movie.
Who is the star again? Because I cannot find this movie.
Rachel Weisz, W-E-I-S, you know her.
Actress, Rachel,
and Tom Wilkerson.
Yep.
That's not the 13th, that's Denial. The 13th...
Who is in that? Is there...
In the 13th?
Yeah.
It's more of a documentary. It's produced by a lady named Ava DuVernay, D-U-V-E-R-N-A-Y. You can look her up.
Okay.
She produced the film Selma. And therefore, that was, 2 years ago when that was out, 2.5 years ago or so?
Yeah, and it's the number 13 with the TH.
That's why I
can't
find
this
movie.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
13.
I finally found it.
Okay.
An in-depth looked at the prison system in the United States and how it reveals the nation's history of racial inequality.
Right. And the theme here to it is basically how we have used blacks in prison as laborers. Mm. And that's really what the story is all about, how the disproportionate number of blacks in jail have led states and certain jurisdictions using the prisoners as basically slaves. They put chains on them, and they, you know, do the task that they're told to do and don't get paid for it. That's really what the theme of the movie is.
Wow.
So,
that sounds like a very powerful film.
I think every once in a while those movies are good to see and hear and have.
And frankly, it's certainly timely.
Yeah.
You know, for everything that's going on right now. Wow.
Yeah, it is. So it's anyway, I just wanted to bring that around to a focus.
Yeah.
Another focus today and this week. The car that you're driving and why it is that you're driving the car that you drive. Do you buy a car or drive a car because you can afford it? Do you buy a car because you need it? Do you drive a car because it's fun? Do you drive a car because you were fill in the blank? I gave you three or four reasons as to why I drive. I love to drive. I've always loved driving. I enjoy. I can drive for hours and hours and hours and hours and hours, and it doesn't get to me. I could drive. My son and I both have driven across the country a number of times without sleeping. We take a nap as we're driving, but we get going. If I'm by myself, I stop. But it is, it's, I like it.
I love driving. I do too. I always wanted to go to race car driving school. That's what I wanted for my high school graduation, but I got pearls.
Oh, no.
It was such a letdown.
What an outrage.
I love driving. I could never have a self-driving car because I think driving is so much fun.
Yeah. Well, now, there is a move to ban the self-driving car. There is another move to make it a part of our lexicon. There's a move in Germany to ban gasoline-powered cars. The highest performance cars, I think, around today, most of them come out of Germany.
Yeah.
They want to ban gas-powered cars in 14 or 15 years. Here's the story. Why don't you run that quickie overview of this, Kara?
What, do you want to hear about this story?
Well, I think that was the idea, yeah.
A country that made its mark on the world by developing quality cars for both the common man and the high-end spender now wants to transform that legacy. The German government has voted to ban the production of all internal combustion engines by 2030. Der Spiegel reports Germany's top governing body, the Bundesrat, voted to allow only zero-emission vehicles on roads in 14 years, which would be a huge step in meeting Paris Agreement cuts for carbon emissions if the resolution were actually enforceable. Since Germany is a part of the European Union, anything decided on the national level doesn't have much clout. But if history is any indicator, some outlets predict the EU might follow suit. Germany's also not the only country trying to ban the engines. Norway proposed cutting out gas-guzzling engine production earlier this year.
Yeah, good
luck
with that.
That's so interesting.
Well, you got to have something to replace it, and so that's where
right.
The genius of Elon Musk comes in, and all the things he's doing to build up the battery-powered car.
You know, it's the interesting thing. It's Greg Stebbin, our technology expert, who joins us on Mondays. He and I were talking during a break yesterday, and he has a Chevy Volt, and a friend of mine test drove one last year, and they're an interesting. They're not technically, I guess technically they are a hybrid, but they're a battery operated car. But they're also the gasoline tank. He said the way it works, the gasoline fuels the charging of the battery. So it's I think it's a zero emission or almost zero emission car, but it's technically a battery operated car.
Wow.
But the Chevy Volt doesn't really get any press. I have a Chevy, so I know that they do exist.
Richie drove one for a while as a demo. He didn't much like it. I think it's kind of a tin can. In this circumstance, what really is lost in the translation?
In terms of how the actual mechanics of it work, that might be something like a stopgap in between a full electric car like a Tesla and maybe what now are the gas guzzlers.
I was going to buy a Tesla. I have had several rides in one. I was quite taken by the car, but I'm not sure that it suits my needs. If I want to go on a long trip, I'm not going to be subject to something that runs out of fuel or energy at 250 miles.
Yeah, you won't hit a charging station until you're in California.
No, you won't. So it's impractical at the moment. One of the things that Musk is working on is a way to use, because right now there's no consequence to driving. You can feel good about driving either a hybrid car or a car that's electric-powered, battery-powered, but you're not doing anything. If you really are aiming at saving the environment, you're not doing anything to save the environment driving an electric car now because it's powered. It's charged up by electricity. It comes from coal and oil-fired plants. That's fossil fuel. So you get there's a zero-sum growth there. What Musk is doing is developing not only the batteries, but he's developing plants that will be solar powered so that the charging stations that will be solar powered and batteries in your home from solar power that will make this all a big, that you complete the circle that way.
Yeah.
And then you really don't have an impact on the environment. But right now, those people who think they're doing a service to the environment are kidding themselves, because they're not. But it's nice to, you know, if you're walking through downtown New York and you're sucking up all the fumes from the cabs and all the other cars and trucks going down to downtown, then, yeah, if you had a few cars or a few dozen or a few hundred or a few thousand that were battery powered, it would be better for the immediate vicinity, the air in the immediate vicinity, no question about that.
So, I have a question about this, and you're well-versed in all things California. Did you ever see the documentary in 2006, Who Killed the Electric Car?
Have you heard of it? Yeah, I have, but I don't remember it.
They have, it's such an interesting documentary, and it's only 10 years ago, but they had electric car charging stations, which some people, I've had friends Instagram them, they look like little relics now. Mm-hmm. They're sort of abandoned on the side of the road. But there was a whole government conspiracy thing that George Bush actually killed the electric car production in America. And that there was that we would have been driving Teslas by now, and that it was because he had so many oil ties with the Saudis that that was the whole conspiracy.
That was, it wasn't really him. It was Cheney and Rumsfeld. That's not attributable. Fair. It's not fair to attribute it to Bush, even though he was the president.
Well, under his administration,
he was right.
Yeah.
Exactly. He was influenced by Cheney and Rumsfeld, who have been working on this since Ronald Reagan was the president, because they talked Reagan into not doing what his wife suggested ought to be done, and that is do solar power and do wind power everywhere. And they were on a course to do that in the early part of the administration, until Cheney and Rumsfeld convinced him that it wasn't in our best interest to do that, because we could get cheap oil forever from the Saudis, so why would you bother doing all this and committing all these resources to something that we don't really need?
Yeah.
And so, poof, up in smoke, that idea went.
Isn't it interesting that Elon Musk has been able to push through?
Yeah, he was using his own money. That's it. He doesn't need any federal subsidies. He's using his own dough.
There you go. Yeah.
Here's the sign of the day. Hanging out in front of a restaurant, brainwashing, brought to you by ABC, CBS, and NBC News. Which I think is very appropriate.
What about Fox?
Frankly,
Fox isn't
there. Fox should be on there, too. Yep, Fox should be there. They're all CNN.
And CNN, and MSNBC.
Yep, all of them. Yep. That's it. The charge of the day is to be able to use your own brain and figure things out. Which is not, well, it's easy to do if you have a focus on it. If it's not, you're influenced by all this stuff. Then you get sort of what you deserve, and that's what we're working toward. 12 minutes before the hour.
Hi, this is Victoria Keelan from On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. It's time for you to sound off. As one of our valued listeners, your opinions matter. Just log on to djvshow.com and click on the survey button on the homepage. Tell us about yourself, tell us why you listen, and tell us what you think. And as a thank you for completing our survey, we'll enter you in a random drawing where 5 lucky listeners will win $300 cash. So go to djvshow.com right now and click on the survey link. That's djvshow.com.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call, click safety.grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Lawns love fall. They love backyard touch football and kids diving into leaf piles. But what lawns really love is fall's cool air and warm soil. That's why now is the time to use Scott's Turf Builder grass seed to help repair and thicken your lawn from the long summer. Scott's Turf Builder grass seed grows grass quicker, thicker, and greener, guaranteed. So pick up a bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scott's.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
All right, 53 after the hour has us in Tech Talk time, Tech Talk mood. Facebook has another new app. They're getting pretty aggressive when it comes to trying to reinvent themselves. Plus, more Samsung news that's not particularly good. All right, that's coming right up here. Tech Talk time, 54 past the hour.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Mortgage rates have dropped again. In fact, recently mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. Now is the time for you to take advantage of these historically low rates and save serious money every month by refinancing your mortgage. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how far we can lower your mortgage payment. For 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. This ultra-low rate of 3.5% won't last long. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS. ConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
All right, now let's get to, let me just sort of update the Samsung thing and how it has affected me. I actually, Victoria, have a Samsung 4. Mm-hmm. I've never really used my smartphone to the extent that it was probably usable. I just wasn't comfortable with it. Couldn't find one that really fit my hands well, although I was told because I was used to doing things that were IBM sort of HP Dell oriented, that I'd be more comfortable with a Samsung. In fact, I'm not, and I'm going to get an iPhone tomorrow.
That's great. I think you're going to like it.
Tossing. Yeah, my tech guy was here yesterday. Bob and I have talked about this a lot. He's my manager, but he also, he manages my mind when it comes to things like this much of the time. And it isn't just that Samsung is telling customers that, they're not going to make any more sevens. And it isn't all of that. It's not easy to use. And I find when I watch Meredith use hers, it's very instinctive. She used to have a BlackBerry and went to the iPhone. And I find it looks very facile. I use the iPad easily and well.
Then you're going to love the iPhone.
The iPhone is very much like it.
It's so similar. If you're used to navigating an iPad, the iPhone is going to be second nature for you. You're really going to like it. Me personally, every time I have ever had to use a friend of mine, an Android phone, whether it's a Samsung or an LG, I'm lost. Yeah. I'm literally just a babe in the woods. I have no idea what to do. It's completely confusing.
Yeah, it's not. I find the iPhone, much as I don't like to be a spokesperson for Apple, to be when I use the iPad, frankly. But even when I've gone to a place to use a Mac computer when I'm on the road, I find it intuitive. You can kind of get into it and use it and figure it out.
Yep.
But the problem is I still am doing business with Verizon, a company that I so dislike, so disdain. I find them miserable.
Yeah.
And so that leads us into what they're trying to do with the crumbling of Yahoo. Verizon's trying to buy them, but now they want to pay less. I don't know. It sounds like good business to me. What's the story there?
Well, I mean, Yahoo's a disaster right now. 2 weeks ago, they admitted that they had been hacked in 2014. 500 million accounts were swiped, usernames, passwords, all of that. And then last week, Edward Snowden was the one who got the information out across the internet that Yahoo was spying for the government on all of the incoming emails, not even just searching specific things for terrorist activity. They were literally scanning every single one of everybody's emails.
Yep.
So before you even knew you had an email, Yahoo had already read it.
Yeah.
So this Yahoo's kind of a disaster right now. So Verizon has been in talks to buy Yahoo for $4.8 billion. Now they want $1 billion discount. I don't think they're going to get to knock $1 billion off the price, but that is what they're negotiating.
Yahoo was worth $14, $15 billion at one point back when. All right, Facebook has a new app. What is it?
Facebook knows that if they want to keep a younger demographic, they have to stick to apps, and they've been doing a great job so far. The Marketplace app, they apologize for the weird stuff that was being sold. I know, Doug, you highlighted some of the odd things that had already been put for sale on the Marketplace. Now they have a new events app, and it's a standalone app, and every single event that's near you, geographically, coordinated with GPS, you can find out concerts, you can find out community events. It's all going to be right there on the new events app. It's free to download right now.
They have the courage to find and try new things, which will be their salvation. I think that everybody...
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.